Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With Super Tuesday just 4 days away, a new WBUR poll finds Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders well ahead of Senator Elizabeth Warren in her home state of Massachusetts. The poll of likely Democratic primary voters finds 25% back Sanders, 17% support Warren. Pete Buttigieg and Michael Bloomberg are in a virtual tie for third place, with Joe Biden behind them. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks takes a look at the numbers.
The new poll is evidence of a big challenge for the Warren campaign following disappointing results in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Now it appears she faces a tough fight in her home state. According to the poll, Sanders' strength is propelled by younger Democratic voters in Massachusetts. Almost half of those under age 45 say they support the Vermont senator. Warren does well with highly educated voters and women, but overall she trails Sanders by 8 points.
That's a pretty good size lead.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group who conducted the WBUR poll. Now, keep in mind that polls are snapshots of a moment, not necessarily predictive of what will happen on Election Day. Lots of people are still making up their minds, so Cazella says this race is still fluid.
Particularly in primary polling, numbers can change very quickly. You know, think back to New Hampshire, for instance, where we saw 50% or so of voters in the Democratic primary. They're saying they made up their mind just in the last few days.
The Warren campaign is working hard in Massachusetts, understanding full well that a loss on her home turf would be devastating to a presidential campaign trying to regain its footing. Earlier this week, volunteers launched a canvassing effort in Cambridge, led by Congressman Joe Kennedy, a Warren backer who says he's not worried about Warren's fight for Massachusetts.
I think you've got a long time that's going to come. March 3rd is an eternity. I believe in her. I think the people here believe in her. I expect she's going to have a great day here, and I think she's going to have a good day across the country.
Warren will be counting on supporters like Ellen Lawton of Arlington, who's been canvassing for her.
I think she is the best equipped to unite all the different members of the Democratic Party, but also to put the pieces back together again.
But Lawton acknowledges that Warren has a challenge, which she heard about firsthand from voters in New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
Oftentimes I ask them, like, if you had to vote tomorrow, who would you vote for in your heart? And a lot of people say Elizabeth Warren, but they're worried she's not electable.
Because she's a woman.
Because she's a woman, and it's real. And so my message is always, we can't elect her if we don't vote for her.
I think if she was a man, she'd probably be so far ahead you couldn't see her.
This is George Snell from Arlington, who plans to vote for Warren.
So, yeah, I really like her policies. She's progressive, she's smart, and she's aggressive. She'd make a great president.
The WBUR poll follows a UMass Lowell survey last week that found Sanders with a slight edge over Warren in Massachusetts. So, sensing an opportunity for a win on Warren's home field, Sanders plans to campaign in the state ahead of Super Tuesday, with rallies in Springfield tonight and in Boston tomorrow. He, too, has the support of a number of elected officials, including State Rep. Michael Connolly of Cambridge.
I'm supporting Senator Sanders because of his intentional focus on building a multiracial, multigenerational working-class movement to defeat Donald Trump.
Connolly says his support for Sanders is more about building that movement than voting against Warren, for whom he offers only praise. Sanders is also counting on the support of younger voters like Jonathan Warner, who voted early this week in Somerville for the Vermont senator.
For me, the biggest thing was health care. It's ridiculous. There's, 30 or 40 million Americans that lack access to health care. So it seems like we really need to overhaul the system.
Did you consider Warren?
I did, and for a while I was more supporting her than Sanders. And I'd be happy with either of them, to be honest. But I do think Sanders is going to do a little bit better in a general election.
Warner says he believes that's especially true after Sanders finished on top in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Among the more interesting findings of the WBUR poll relates to the unity or to the disunity of the Democratic Party. It found that Warren's supporters in Massachusetts are the most likely to back another Democrat if their candidate fails to win the nomination. More than 80% of Warren's supporters say they'd back any of the other Democrats. By contrast, Sanders supporters in Massachusetts are the least likely to support another candidate. For example, if Pete Buttigieg were to win the nomination, only 44% say they'd vote for him. Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
So what that means for the party is that if Sanders is not the nominee, that the task of bringing Sanders supporters along to whoever the nominee is will be significant.
In other words, if Sanders doesn't win the nomination, many of his supporters might stay home or support a third party. That could hand Donald Trump a big gift in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.